This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. In 2022, the national propane inventories dipped considerably below the five-year average. Now, as we prepare for the cold that comes along with late fall and the winter months, farmers are making plans to have enough propane on hand for a variety of farm tasks, from grain drying to heating the workshop. Up next, we will hear from Dan Panier with Growmark to find out if the propane inventory has rebounded and what the supply and demand picture looks like heading into the colder months.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Dieselex Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Dieselex Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
Dan Panier, propane operations manager with Growmark, tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that the propane industry has been able to rebuild its national inventory in 2023.
We've had a very good build season over the last 6 or 8 months. We didn't quite hit record levels, but darn close to it. So we peaked out a little bit over that 102 million barrel mark, which is pretty sizable compared to a year ago. I want to say it was probably about 88 to 90 million barrels. Overall in the U.S., propane's looking a lot better than it was 12 months ago.
He says that propane demand for grain drying has mostly come from the northern third of the state of Iowa.
Yeah, just in general, it feels like it's ran across one of those lines around US 20. And I would say east central Iowa along US 20, then on over to Illinois, and then up through Wisconsin. And actually seeing a little bit of drier demand kind of that north of Interstate 80 as you get to Indiana, Ohio as well.
Panier says that Growmark has placed an emphasis on improving infrastructure in the state of Iowa over the past decade in order to ensure it can deliver propane to customers when they need it.
Since 13, 14, we've made investments in rail terminals out there in Iowa. We acquired a terminal there in New Hampton, Iowa that was closed due to the reversion of the Cochin Pipeline. Now, in the same sense, that is a truck-in, truck-out facility, but it's still a fair amount of storage right there in that marketplace. And if nothing else, it helps you get to the, you know, get you a few days down the road so you can make a plan.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.